Many years ago, a friend of mine was holding his young son. And his son was about 3-4 years at the time, and he was very, very sick. And he was clinging to his daddy's shirt as his dad and I talked. But after a while, he got tired. His hands got tired, and they began to relax. And he was every now and then trying to cling tighter to his shirt. But you know what? It wasn't his clinging to his daddy's shirt that held him up. It was underneath were the arms of his daddy's strength and love. You know, it's not your clinging to the Lord. It's underneath are the everlasting love of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And he wants you to rest in him. The scripture says in John 15, abide in me, rest, permanently settle down, rest in me. Not as a traveler who goes to a hotel, but you know where your home is, that's your permanent residence. He said, well, you rest in me. He said, rest in my word. And then he says, rest in my love. It's not your clinging, but it's underneath are the everlasting arms of God who so loved you, he gave his son. Paul said the love of Christ motivated him to trust. He said, the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up. And the love of Christ motivated him to tell others. In 2 Corinthians, he said, if we're beside ourselves, the love of Christ constrains us. So you settle down, you rest. It's not your clinging. It's you resting in the arms of love. And let his love motivate you to trust him. Let his love motivate you to tell of him to others. Stop striving. See first his kingdom. Rest in his love. God loves you.